Hi, and good morning to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. What a wonderful, blessed day. It is extremely a blessed day today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I am joyful in it. Man, I am so super excited that I am here to see another day. I'm so glad that I can reach on Wednesday to be spending this 4th of July with you guys. Oh, yes, we are live. Yes, right here. I am doing this on the 4th of July because I love you and I miss you throughout the week. So I can't wait to get at you. So I couldn't put a recording today. I had to go live today. We have an exciting show today. We have Arthur from Charisma Publishing Company is also my publishers as well. Mia Wright is joining us, and she's going to be talking to us about her brand new book. I'm so excited about that. And then we have Gina G, my co-host, and of course, personal fitness trainer. We have Elizabeth Brooks. So this is a great, great show today. We're going to be encouraging and inspiring and all of that. So we're going to start and kick off the show right now with our sponsor. If you've ever seen me in action on stage or speaking engagements or anywhere, everyone always tells me how much they love my outfits. You need to know that I get all of my outfits from the Chic Shack. Yep, right here in D.C., 1230 8th Street Northeast, Washington, D.C. You can find them online at www.thechicshack.com or on Instagram at The Chic Shack. Or on Facebook, The Chic Shack. I love Domentia. She's one of our correspondents here that she teaches us about fashion tips and all of that. Every month she's joining us with joining with us on the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat team. And she has her own shop. Yes, and it's called The Chic Shack. Go check them out. That's where I get all of my clothes from. All right. Now, I want to tell you about your weather today in your neck of the woods in D.C. We are going to be partly cloudy today. Absolutely no showers are in view. We have 92 degrees is going to be our high today. Detroit, Michigan, where I actually was supposed to be at today, and I'll explain that shortly. Partly cloudy right now. You're 85. Your high is going to be 90, and I don't see any showers in sight for you either. All right, and then we have Jacksonville, Florida, cloudy right now, 79 degrees. You don't have any showers coming, so you're good. 85 is going to be your high today as well. Dallas, Texas, 85 degrees, partly cloudy, no showers. Isn't that so good? Nobody has any rain. Your high is going to be 88 degrees today. And in London, you know, my favorite place, I can't wait to come see you. Mostly cloudy, 77 degrees, and that is your high. You got a little showers coming, though, towards 8 p.m. your time, 9 p.m., but that's all right. Los Angeles, you are cloudy, 67 degrees, but guess what? Your high is going to be 79 and no showers, even though you're cloudy right now. If I did not mention you, you know I love you. I'm going to expand it more. People are DMing me. Why don't you reach out to Australia? Why don't you tell us about your weather? I am sorry, but it does not mean I don't love you. I love you so much, and you know what? Today is the best day ever. Why? Rather, rain, sleet, sunshine, or whatever you may be having right now. God is good. That's all that matters. And because you woke up this morning, it's a good day. All right. So let's go on with Ministerial Minute. I want to just go ahead and talk to you right now. So Saturday I was in a car accident. It was pretty devastating. It was not any fatalities. Thank God nobody was, died. Nobody had anything broken. No, few bumps and bruises and a little scratch here. And, you know, people walked away from it though. But it was a horrific accident. My very first accident, like that. And it shook me up, brought everything to perspective for me though. I really had gotten away from a lot of things. It's very important that if you are in a place with God and you seek him every day and you spend time with him every day, You'd want to make sure that nothing distracts you from that. It's so easy to get caught up in the things and the promotions and, you know, the doors that are opening. And we have to remember who got us there. We have to remember who is caring for us, who's protecting us as we go through those doors, and that who is with us. And even though I believe God and I love him, and even though I would talk to him throughout the day, I got away from spending time with him. And that was such a important thing for me. Like, I mean, getting up early in the morning and seeking him and spending time with him and worshiping him and being led in my prayers by Holy Spirit and just being protected and just seeing him care for me throughout the day. And never stop things from happening or people acting crazy on you or anything like that. But what it did was I was so covered that nothing affected me. And I, you know, you never know how it happens, when it's going to happen, but there is a time when a hedge is broken. And, you know, I knew it and I can feel it and I can tell it. And, you know, I it was like a spinning spiral. It was like, I just couldn't. I would always say, tomorrow I'm going to do it. The next day I'm going to do it. And I might catch myself and do it. And I can tell the difference, but yet I was still in that spiral. And so because my covering, my hedge had been broken, the enemy was able to come in. And this accident was really bad. I was hit, sideswiped, trying to make a turn, and a car came and clipped me, and this car spun around and went through a fence down a hill and hit a parked car. And it was just horrifying. And I remember sitting there with the airbag in my face and all this, you know, the smoke from the airbag, and just thinking, God, that everybody, you know, seemed to be okay. And that was my main concern. But I was just so shocked that I was alive. You know, and I don't even know. I know some of you have been hearing some of the things that I've been going through and things that I've been talking about here on the show, because I've been transparent. If you've been reading or, you know, looking at any of the podcasts or any of that, you already know that it's been a season of just, just going through. It's been over about 3 years now, really since, you know, everything started happening. If you've never been in a place, you don't know how you're going to act. People always say you got to be ready, but you're never to the point that you're ready like you think you are. There's a whole different demonic realm and areas that God elevates you in. And he ultimately knows that you're not ready, but he's wanting you and wanting for you to be able to trust him and depend on him and remain focused and steadfast in him. And some of us get off track. The temptations are out there. I've seen it many times with people in industry and in ministry. And it's just, it's very, very, it's a sneak attack. But I know that whatever the devil meant for bad, God worked it out for good. And even though I'm still in the process, I'm not where I was on Saturday. And I was ministered to by God about his love, and love cast out all fears. And I just recall myself being very anxious about things and worrying about stuff and how to keep up with it and what I needed to do and what did the people think and what did they like and what if they don't like and what are they saying? I mean, it was a lot of people pleasing, a lot of worrying and a lot of fear, fear of abandonment, a fear of rejection, a fear of not being liked, a fear of not being accepted, a fear of failing, a fear. It was a lot of fear. And not a lot of trust in God, knowing what God has done for me in my life, knowing how he's brought me through things, knowing what he's done for me. You know, it was just a point in my life that it was a shaking. And I really have chosen not to just be saved. I want to be born again. I don't want to be of the flesh. I want to be more like him. And I have chosen that. That when I came out of that accident, I chose to receive God's love. Even if I don't know how, and I don't know how to love him, I have chosen to receive his love and to be taught how to love him and to how to completely immerse myself in his love, because love casts out all fears, and fear is a torment. And it's in the word in 1 John chapter 4. And I want you guys to read that, because it's very important. You think you know love and you think you know God's love. But if you're worrying and if you're stressing and if you've taken ownership over his gifts and his money and things that he's allotted you and blessed you with, then you have not surrendered to his love. You have not you are operating in fear and anxiousness and worry and control. And this is when I had decided to just surrender. And I'm so thankful, because he had been ministering to me about his love a few weeks back. And I got just a little bit of it, but never, not as much as he revealed it to me on Sunday. I got a whole enlightenment about it on Sunday, and I'm very, very thankful. About it and today. And I can say that those that are of that love are born of God. And I want to be, and I have chosen to be born of God. I don't want to just be saved. I want to be of him. So that is the difference. So anyway, I hope this blesses and encourages you. I'm thankful today to be alive, to be able to do this show, to be able to encourage you, motivate you, and whatever, and just share my truth with you and God's truth, the revelation that he's given in my, for my journey. And hopefully it'll bless you guys. I know a lot of you are really going through, a lot of people are going through stuff. It's a lot of people going through stuff. I'm talking about whether it be a sickness or financially, or your children are being attacked, or your marriages are being attacked, or whatever. You know, the enemy is coming in trying to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his job. But guess what? God is so majestic and powerful and just above all and everything that, you know, this should be so much light to you. Be the light that God has created you to be. Be born again and not just say. Pick up his attributes, his precepts, and his character and his love. This is what you need. So I just plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of you. I thank God that you are blessed with his love, that he is chosen you and called you. And I thank God that he is protecting you and covering you. And whatever state of mind or your soul or your heart is in, I pray that God will raise you up and that you will surrender completely to him, trusting him and just glorifying him. And may his will be done in your life in Jesus' name. I push back the hands of the enemy and I release the fire of God to his feet to consume every plot and plan that was made against you and your family. In Jesus' mighty name, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And we give God all the praise, all the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, we're going to take a commercial break and we're going to be going right into our interview with Mia Wright. Thank you. We'll be right back. Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, a few more.
Hello, 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 hello.
All right, so just close by saying, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Make sure you stay tuned to Gina's radio chat.
Pretty good. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hey, guys. This is Dr. Deatra Hicks from Your Husband is Cheating on Us on Bravo TV. You heard it first right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, so I love Deatra. She is hilarious. Okay, so we have our next guest. I'm so excited. Mia Wright. Mia Wright is an author of Unthinkable, Do the Unordinary to Experience the Extraordinary. She's joining with us. Hi, Mia.
Hello, and good morning to you, Dr. Gina.
Good morning to you. Okay, Mia Wright is co-pastor and director of ministry of the Fountain of Praise in Houston, Texas, host of the popular Metamorphosis Women's Conference. Wright is a noted community influencer. She has been a host on TBN's Praise the Lord and guest on Daystar's Joni Table Talk and celebration programs. Wright holds a bachelor's of arts from the University of Texas at Austin and a master of divinity from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary School. We are so glad to have you, Mia. Oh, we got some technical difficulty. Okay. We lost her. Okay. Gina G is with us. Co-host Gina G.
What's going on? Happy 4th of July, beautiful people.
Yes, girl. What's going on? We're waiting for Mia to return. She was dropped. So we're waiting for her to come back. Yeah, so what's going on, girl? How's your 4th?
Well, 4th of July is rainy here in Jacksonville, Florida. I am with family, and it is raining on and off. Of course, that's what Florida does. But it'll be 100,000 degrees as soon as the rain stops, and your hair is going to poof up in humidity. So it's just another wonderful day here in Florida.
Okay.
Here in Florida.
Yeah, so that's good that you're with family, you know, and everything. So how's that going?
It is going pretty good. I mean, my family is here from Bermuda, and I don't know if any other country does this, but when they come to America, Walmart is the first stop. So I have been to Walmart about maybe 2 times. I only got here yesterday. So that should just let you know. And probably going again today, which I'm hoping they're closed for the holiday. So I don't have to make another trip. But I don't know what it is about Walmart and non-Americans. They love it. I hate going to Walmart. I hate having to step foot in Walmart.
That is often. All right, well, we got Mia back on. Hey, Mia.
Good.
Hi. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened, but I say technology fails, but God never fails.
He never fails. Oh, my gosh. Well, this is myself, Dr. Gina, and Gina G, my co-host. And so, anyway, I want to talk about this awesome book, Unthinkable. Tell us about it.
Thank you.
What inspired you to write the book?
Well, I have been in ministry for over 20 years now, and what I find is that people are saying they're desiring to change, but never know the steps or never have the precept to understand what true change means and where it will lead them down their life. And so I was one day just sitting up thinking about the woman with the issue of blood and how she had kept going about trying to better her life, trying to get better, trying to get healed over and over, doing the right things, doing the things that she had been told that she was supposed to do, and doing the things that she had been not doing the things that she was told not to do as well. And then one day she did something that was completely unthinkable. She thought about it to herself, and she pressed her way into the crowd and touched Jesus in a time that she was not supposed to touch anyone because of the Levitical law. So this woman broke what was considered a moral law, did something out of the ordinary, and received her healing from that moment. And it was what she had been seeking after. And I thought, how many times are we as people, God's people, doing the same thing repetitively because we've been told this is what you're supposed to do and this is what you cannot do, and we're not getting the desired results for our lives? And so when God gave me this enlightenment that there are things that we have to do that are unthinkable, things that are outside of the box of what we know is norm or what is normal or usual or ordinary for all of us in order to get an extraordinary result. And so we have to push beyond that. And so writing Unthinkable was really kind of starting with her story and telling that we each have to do something to get a different result. So that's what Unthinkable is about, but it really will inspire the readers to move beyond what is comfortable, move beyond what they have set up as their normal pattern, to do something out of their ordinary pattern of life in order to experience something extraordinary. So it'll push those boundaries for each one of us.
So what was it that changed you? Like, what was that moment that you realized that, okay, God gave you the revelation, but what was your story?
You know, I've had several unthinkable moments, Dr. Gina, and it's been kind of interesting, but I grew up in a really traditional church setting where there were no women preachers. In fact, when my first time I ever heard of a woman get up to say, my grandfather was a pastor, and I heard a woman stand up in church, and she was like, "Oh, Pastor, the Lord's called me to preach." And my grandfather was like in his 70s, a very, you know, older man then. And this lady was probably in her 70s as well. And he, like, wrestled the microphone from her and pushed her down in the seat and made a very public display of his displeasure with what she said. And then he came back with these words that I will never forget. And he said, "No, God didn't call you to preach. You're hearing your own voice, so you need to go back and try to hear from God." And I'll never forget that, because that set up in my mind what the paradigm was, what was the boundary for women and the role that God could use them. And so when God called me to preach, and this was in 1999, I audibly heard God's voice tell me to preach his word. But before that, he had been telling me to prepare, and I'm like, okay, I'm thinking I'm doing something else for God, and I'm preparing myself. And when I heard him say to me, "Preach my word," it was really hard. It was my unthinkable moment, because I had a great job. I loved my life. I didn't mind working behind the scenes in the church. I didn't like to speak in front of people in the church. You know, I could do that at work, but in the church, it was a whole different story. And so it was like, wait a minute. Then I had to fight with all those images that I had of my grandfather pushing the woman down, saying, "No way, you're so wrong. God didn't call you for this." And I'm like, did God really call me? So my very unthinkable moment was to accept that calling and receive what God had for me. I ended up going to seminary and started preaching before I was in seminary, but just started preaching, just being obedient to God. And God has blessed my steps over these years, and you know, has continued to shift me, and now, you know, people call me and ask me to come speak. I'm like, are you serious? You want to hear from me? But that's because God has put an anointing in my life and has blessed my words and my voice to be able to go and share. And if I had stayed with what I believed within that box, with what was comfortable for me, working behind the scenes, not having to stand up in front of the church crowd and talk to people, if I'd stayed in that, then there would have been a lot of people who would not have connected in the time that they connected or in the manner that they connected. I always believe that if God wants somebody to get to him, he's going to use who he uses. But, you know, the truth is that he wouldn't have used me, because I would have sat on my gift. And then I would have lived a life very unfulfilled, because I would have been doing something else that was not my calling, something else that was not my passion. And so for me, that very unthinkable moment was accepting what God had for me and moving beyond what I knew at that moment for my life to accept that God had something bigger in store for me.
That is incredible. Very amazing. I know that this is inspiring so many people, because even in this day and time, there's still people that believe that there are no women preachers, but this is for everybody. This message is, you know, that can touch men and women alike. And there's so many other people that you mentioned in in your book, Unthinkable, you mentioned Joseph and, you know, other people. And so I think that this is a very inspiring, encouraging book that everyone should go and purchase and get, and be encouraged that you too can do the unthinkable. You mentioned Joseph and so many. Yeah. So, you know, how would you challenge somebody right now listening? What would be, well, first of all, you need to go get her book, Unthinkable. but then how would you, just what would be the first step? Would you say surrendering to God, seeking him and just letting go everything and just, you know, be prepared to whatever his will is? What would be the first thing you would tell him to do?
That's all rolled up into everything that we do and being able to surrender to God. But, you know, I've really kind of narrowed down the three steps of what people in the Bible, what they did, those that had extraordinary lives. And it was first, it started with their belief system. What did they really believe? Who did they believe God was and what they believe about God? And what did they believe about themselves? And how did they connect to God through that belief? And then the belief drives how we then begin to act. And because if we, you know, the Bible says faith without works is dead, right? So you can believe something and you can sit on it, right? You don't have to do anything just because you believe it. You don't have to do anything. But your faith will drive you to action. So if you believe it, then your faith goes to work for you and you start to make action. You make steps towards what that belief is to affirm it. And then your actions will drive your outcome. So what is it that you want to see in your life? What is it that you desire? What is it God has promised you? What vision or dream that you had that you maybe sat on that you said, I can't do, or, you know, I don't have the resource or the education. I don't have the connections. I don't have the background. You know, all those limiting factors that we throw in as excuses for not having to put in the work. So we limit ourselves because we don't have that skill set or whatever it is that God wants to say, I want you to do something else. And we're like, I don't know if I can do this. But it goes all the way back to the belief again. What do you believe? Do you believe that God is able to equip you and to place you before the people he needs you to be, where he wants you to be? Or do you believe that God is able to give you the skills and help you to get the learning so that you can actually do the steps? And, you know, you mentioned the different characters. I used 10 different biblical stories and 10 biblical stories, and each story is relatable to each of us because it talks about having courage, talks about having wisdom, talks about forgiving and letting the past go, talks about being bold in our faith, talks about being positioned in the right place, and it talks about our worship. So many different areas that we can yield to God and, as you said, surrender to God. But we have to go back to what is it that we believe, and then how do we act, and what do we desire as our outcome? So all of those things are wrapped up in this book. And you mentioned earlier about men and women, and I get so many messages from men because a lot of people think, oh, it's a feminine book, and it's, you know, the colors are pink and purple and green on the book cover. But, you know, and I have Joseph in there, but the story is applicable to anybody. That's why we can read, you know, men characters in the Bible and say, oh, my God, you know, we could relate to the characteristics. Same thing, men can relate to some of the characteristics that some of these women had because it's things that we all need in life, like our courage and our faith and our belief and our boldness, all of those things. And so, you know, men and women, and I get a lot of messages from men who say, oh, my God, I thought this was just going to be for a woman, or I bought this book for my wife. And I read it, and this has challenged me to think through how I expect God to bless me. This challenged me to think through what God can actually do for me. So it's not limited to men, and to women, rather. It's open to anyone who's looking to improve their life. And the book's available on Amazon.com and in Barnes & Noble. And I just encourage people to go out and get it and look to see how God can inspire them to live an Ephesians 3:20 life that's now unto him was able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think according to the power at work in us. So that's why it's unthinkable.
Yes, that is so good. Well, how can everyone follow you on social media and how to get in touch with you?
Well, my social media is at Mia Wright on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook is at Pastor Mia Wright. I'm on LinkedIn at Mia Wright. So they can find me. I use just my easy name, M-I-A-W-R-I-G-H-T.
I love it. You are such a joy, you guys. I appreciate you. Gina, did you have anything to say to Mia Wright? pastor.
Well, Miss Mia Wright, yeah, I mean, she's just so, you know, confident. There's so much confidence in your voice. It's just, it just blows my mind. You just speak it, and you just, like, walk it like you're talking. First say, and I've never even met you, but you just sound so confident.
Wow.
And I appreciate that in a woman, and I received that today.
Thank you, Gina. Can I share this really quick? That when I was younger in church, when I got married to my husband, he's already a minister, and within our first year, he got assigned to a pastor position. And this was kind of crazy for me because although I grew up in the church, I was still very much a babe because I kind of I had my wandering years, and I was still very much a babe in Christ. And so I started going to Sunday school, started teaching one of Sunday school class, but I really didn't have a voice, and I was very confident in everything else, in my social organizations and on my job. I would present to MDs, PharmDs, PhDs. I would do presentations on, you know, scientific level. And it was awesome, right, because I had this confidence with them. But when I got to the church and they would ask me, Sister Wright, would you like to say a word? And I would be like, oh, my God. I would be shaking and sweating and so afraid. And my voice would always reflect that, just quivering. And people would say, oh, my gosh, she was so shy. I was never shy. It's just that I wasn't confident in sharing in the church. And when God called me to preach his word and to serve him fully, I had to yield and commit to that. And it went back to my belief again. What is that belief? I believe that God can give me this confidence and boldness. And I started researching the scripture, everything on boldness, everything on confidence. And when I started reading and proclaiming those words for me, it goes back to, I don't know which one of you were sharing about the accident, and you started talking about how you started getting anxiety and fear, and you said perfect love casts out fear. And you started proclaiming that for yourself. In the same manner, I started proclaiming this confidence and this boldness that God would give me to share his word. And it's been, you know, some years now, but that's what he has given me. And I stand in that every time because, you know, you stand before thousands of people, it's not easy, you know, and you don't depend on yourself by any manner. You're like, God, I surely need you to fill my mouth with your words and just flow, you know, with the articulation of your spirit, all of these things. But it all has to come through him. And so that's what I found, that the boldness, that when the apostles went out to preach the gospel, when they went out, he sent the 70, when they started being filled with the Holy Spirit, all those things started happening. It was this boldness. They started praying for the Holy Spirit and Acts to fall upon them with this boldness. And that's what I asked God for. And that's exactly what he gave me. Excuse me. And for me, that became also another unthinkable moment of my life, to stand before the crowd and say, I can proclaim God's word. And I don't have to be afraid of the faces. As he told Jeremiah, don't be afraid of their faces. So I don't have to be afraid of the faces. I can do it because God gives me the equipping to do it.
All right. That is awesome. Well, praise God. You guys got to follow her, Mia K. Wright, Unthinkable. Go and purchase her book everywhere that books are sold. Mia, you are always welcome here. Whatever you got going on, girl, just call us up. Thank you for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Amazing.
Thank you for having me here on, too. God bless you both.
God bless
you. Thank
you
so much.
All right. Well, listen, I enjoyed that interview. That was really, really good. And we have Elizabeth Brooks coming up next. Did you enjoy that interview, Gina?
I did. It was, she's just exuberating with confidence. I can feel it through the phone.
Well, this is so good. Salon DeWan accepts insurance. If you don't know, now you know. Blue Cross Blue Shield, Kaiser, Cigna, and more. Have you been diagnosed with breast or cervical cancer or any illness that causes hair loss? Do you have thinning hair? They are offering low cost of free wigs and hair pieces to those with severe hair loss through your insurance company. Call DeWan at Salon DeWan at 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. All right. Well, we have Elizabeth Brooks. Let's go ahead and go with giving us 5 minutes of fitness. And then I got to hear all about what she say and the trending topics. We got to get all of that. All right, Elizabeth Brooks, what you got for fitness in 5 minutes?
Hey, you guys. Praise the Lord. How's it going?
It's going good. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th of July. Listen, with the, you know, summer kicking in, with the 4th of July coming on, I wanted to talk about a topic that is really important to me because I'm seeing a lot of people with injuries from their exercise routines. And once people get injuries, you know, a lot of people just stop exercising altogether. But I want to recommend an alternative, and that is non-impact exercise workouts. And I think a lot of times we talk about intensity a lot, but we don't talk about impact. And impact is the amount of weight and pressure that's transferred from one leg to the other. And so we know that when we run, there's three times your body weight, poundage on every leg every time you step when you're running. And so that that amount of weight does become cumulatively intense on your body. It does, and it can for people who are susceptible to knee injuries. And remember, women have a higher rate for knee injury than men because of the shape of our hips and the design of our knees. It also, I just want to encourage people that you can work out intensely, you can work out hard, without the impact, and especially with a large number of our senior population coming back into fitness or coming into fitness as we get older. We're like, hey, you know, people are starting to exercise more and more, but that doesn't mean everybody needs to become a runner. So I really wanted to emphasize exercises that can bring the intensity. That's what we want. We want to drive that heart rate up. We want to work intense. We want to work hard, but without the impact, because we want to save our joints and our knees and our hips over time. And the more you can decrease in the amount of impact that you're putting on your joints over time, the longer you can stay away from certain kinds of knee injuries and joint injuries. And one of my favorite low-impact exercises is walking. Now, when I talk about walking, I'm not talking about, you know, mall walking and strolling down the street. Okay, we're talking about, you know, putting the metal to the pedal and really, you know, pumping up those steps, using a lot, as much speed as you possibly can without the impact, without going into an actual jog or a run. The impact of walking on each leg is still, you know, up there around, you know, one times your body weight, but it's still nowhere near three times your body weight like with running. So if you want to bring some of the intensity down from your exercise, consider walking, but not just walking. You want to walk fast. You want to add some intensity. You want to increase intensity by adding incline, like walking up hills and things of that sort. There are also tons of exercise machines like ellipticals that can help you. Now, if you're going to walk on a treadmill, that's great, but running on a treadmill is still three times your body weight on each leg, so you have to be mindful of that. But if you're going to go to machines, think about ellipticals, think about bikes, think about stair climbers. All of those pieces of equipment so give you low impact with high intensity. They can really drive your heart rate up and cause your body to burn a higher level of fat for fuel during your workout. I also want people to consider remembering that rowing, it doesn't always have to be, you know, land exercise. Hey, let's hit the water. It's summertime, 4th of July. Let's get in the water. We can row. You can kayak, you know, swimming. Okay, I know a lot of people talk, oh, I don't swim. We need to get out there and learn how to swim. Forget the hair, people. Forget the hair. Just get out there, get in the water, and get wet. It keeps you cool in the summer, but it's also excellent exercise. Have you ever noticed if you go out and you swim for a little while in the pool, you come out of the pool and you're like half starving? It's because you're burning so many calories when you're in the water, and there's virtually no impact on your joints when you're in the water. The water helps absorb the impact on our joints, but it's super intense. We can also look at those mind-body exercises like yoga, Tai Chi. Tai Chi is an excellent, it's actually a martial arts form, and it's an excellent exercise platform. And all of these non-impact, low-impact exercises are excellent for saving your knees, saving your joints, your back over time. You can bring a lot of increased intensity, okay, and cause your body to work different than the way we like to work our body all the time. But, you know, keeping the impact and the tension on our joints down. It's really important that we are, and I'm happy to see so many people getting back into exercise. That's excellent. But running is not for everybody. You know, when you think about exercise, you don't have to think about, oh, I'm going to put my tennis shoes on and hit the road. Okay, that may not be the best form of exercise to you. And last but not least, you know it's my favorite, Gina, it's strength training. Strength training is a low to non-impact exercise, okay? But it's highly intense, right? There's nothing like doing a bench press. There's nothing like push-ups. There's nothing like squats. Those strength movements increase the amount of muscle you're carrying around so that your body can burn more fat for fuel while you're asleep. You actually rev your motor, your engine up by putting on more muscle on your frame. And it can really help you avoid injury because the stronger your muscles, the stronger your joints, the stronger your bones, and it's going to really help help you increase the intensity of your workouts. I really, really, really want to just keep emphasizing the importance of exercise, but being smart about your exercise. You don't have to run 3 to 4 or 5 times a week. Running is not the best exercise for everybody. And because of the increased impact on your joints, it can actually be detrimental to your joints if you're not careful or if you're not doing strength training alongside it to keep your knees and hips strong. So consider that, everybody. Let's get out there and swim. It's 4th of July. Get in the water and keep some of the intensity up and the impact down. Okay?
Well, I know that running, because I like running, and running is a huge, huge thing in D.C. Like, everybody is running. It when you see the people running, it's like contagious. You want to run, too. You're like, dang, I feel bad I ain't running, because everybody runs in D.C. I don't care what size they are, what color they are, everybody is running. They running right. With cats, dogs, everything. They running in D.C. So I always think about knees, okay? Mm-hmm. I know that when I run on the treadmill, 2 miles. If I do too much of that, I have to stop just to give my body rest, because I know that it affects my knees. And some people don't understand that knee thing is very important, because you do not want to get, knees replacement. People that get that done, they're never the same. So,
And even though a lot of the technology for knee replacements is much better than it used to be. Like, so if you are suffering from knee problems and it's bad, it's chronic, go see your doctor. You know, it might be a simple surgery now. Even knee replacements are way better than they used to be. The thing is, and we also are living longer than we ever have. So if we're living to be 70 and 80, you might need some new joints. You might need a joint replacement, either knees or hips, because these joints are not designed to be, to go on forever and ever and ever. But you can really preserve your joints by taking some of the impact off of your muscles. The running, I get what you're saying. And, you see a lot of people running, they got all these knee braces on, and people are like half limping. Come on, people, take the tension off of yourself. We don't have to put the pressure on ourselves. Either running is going to be good for you, and you can do it once or twice a week, but you should be still blending that with other kinds of exercise.
Absolutely. That's what I do. I do that. So, yeah, Elizabeth, Gina, what are you doing? Are you running?
I do not run. I used to run, and I'm at 37, and I still feel the tension on my knees. So I do walks in between squatting, in between a few jumping jacks, in between jump roping.
There we go. Exercise.
Yeah, I do that. But I used to run, and it really didn't do muscle for me. It kind of just was a weight loss, and I didn't like how it didn't define my body. So it's not, like she said, it's not for everybody, but it's relaxing and, all those good things. But my knees, my knees bad. 37.
I know. I need my knees. I need my knees. I like my knees and my hips. I like all of that intact, and that's how I prefer, together.
That's right. Keep it together.
I don't want
keep
the
it
doctor
together.
Touching it on the inside. It's not. You can do my physical on the outside of my skin. Do not go in. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. And people have the impression that running is like the best exercise anybody could ever do, and it's just a form of exercise. It's not the best. It's just one of many. So, just keeping that variety is really important.
I just feel like that you run too much, you lose your, you know, your behind and your legs. And I mean, I just, you know, I mean, I don't know. Just switch it up. I think it's great cardio, but just it's to just cardio. Use it as a form of exercise. That's just what you're doing. I think you got to switch it up a little bit, strengthen up your upper body, strengthen your muscles. I mean, because even though you're running, it's not necessarily strengthening your legs.
That is absolutely correct, and it's actually not improving joint strength or joint flexibility, or it's not doing that. It's just a cardiovascular exercise. So you are getting an excellent. I don't want to say that you don't get good cardio. You do. It's excellent for your heart and lungs, but you have to balance that with the amount of injury that it could possibly have on you. So if you're running and you're having a lot of pain in your knees, to consider something else. You know, pain is your body's way of saying, hey, I don't like what you're doing.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. No, and we're not hating on you runners. I admire you, the 4K and the 20K.
I love you.
Folks. Yeah, we love you. We're not hating on you. We're just trying to, because there's some people that just, it's not for them.
They can't
and they're
run.
trying to be like you, and they can't. And y'all ain't out there teaching them how to do it. Y'all running on about your business. So when you see somebody barely making it, they not doing the proper form, please be kind to your fellow runner and let them know the proper technique. That would be nice. Because it didn't turn into some kind of, you know, clicky thing in D.C. I know that. But anyway, yeah.
A lot of groups and stuff like that. And it can be a great social outlet. But you can have social outlets around cycling, social outlets around walking, you know, go to a spin class with a friend, social outlets around swimming. Well, swimming is harder because you got to, you know, you can't talk and, you know, anyway, that you can't talk and also do laps. Not normally,
exactly.
But you can do a lot of other things. And I just think we need to just consider some variety and options to help, you know, running is not the best form of exercise, and it doesn't replace strength training.
Right, absolutely. Well, Elizabeth, please tell them how they can follow you and how they can book you and get you and help them out.
Okay. So, you know, if you have a question, I'm always happy to answer it. Please send me an email at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. Or you can check out my website at www.thinkingcorrectly.com.
Yes, think correctly. All right, Elizabeth Brooks, she's going to be... We love you, and thank you for spending your 4th of July with me and Gina.
Oh,
we appreciate you.
I wouldn't miss it.
All right.
I love you guys.
Next time.
Remember, you can eat anything
love
off
you,
the
have
grill.
A good day.
Stay away from the side.
Oh, yeah. Stay anything off the grill and stay away from the side. So the potato salad, the macaroni and cheese,
come
Gina.
Come on. All sides for me.
All right, Elizabeth. We'll talk to you
all
soon.
Right.
Thank you, doll.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. What do you have trending today, Gina?
It is a lot going on today. First of all, 4th of July is today. Happy 4th of July, people.
Yes.
Independence Day, but there's some stuff going on. We have the death of Wang Zheng, which is China's HNA group. He died in Providence. He fell. He was 57 years old, and he fell. He died from a slip and fall, which is odd, but we do have odd, strange, you know, type of death. So that was kind of an odd death. But he was only 57 years old. He died while in France. So we're going to send our love and prayers out to him and his family. Also, child, Walmart had on their website, they were selling these Impeach 45 clothing. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but they had these T-shirts saying Impeach 45, which, of course, is President Trump. But Ryan Founder, he is a spokesperson, and he went off on Walmart explaining, you know, what type of example that you're trying to send to the country. You know, who are you guys? And Walmart's response was that it was another company who was selling the shirts. It wasn't them.
Wow.
So thank God that Walmart is not involved with impeaching 45.
Ooh.
So that was great. That's good news because everybody wants to impeach 45, just so you know.
Right.
Everybody wants to impeach.
Absolutely.
And today, now I have a lot of people who are trying to find out about 4th of July. They're trying to, you know, figure it out. We got some, you know, black folks that's trying to stay extra woke. You already know how the black folks is woke out here in America right now.
Yes.
But they are woke. So everyone is like, well, I'm not celebrating 4th of July because, you know, some slaves weren't free and, you know, yada, yada, yada. To me, it's just like the Old Testament and the New Testament. Come on, y'all. This was in, I'm talking about 1776. Okay. Frederick Douglass had made a speech, you know, just implying about Independence Day and how slaves weren't free. You know, he did that speech in 1852. But you guys, it is 2018. You know, we need to celebrate being alive, celebrate being free in this country, although it is not in the best state, but it is one of the countries where you are allowed to say things about your president and not get killed in stone. This is one of the countries that you can, you know, support different races and different colors and all walks of life being together. So although this may not be the traditional, you know, holiday for most African Americans, just because of the struggle of slavery and whatnot, doesn't mean that we can't enjoy today, which is in 2018, people. Let's cut it out today. Let's just relax, have a good time, be with family and friends, and enjoy some barbecue without the sides, Lord. I just found that out. We're gonna be all right. I do want to just send some love to Tina Turner. She lost her son. Tina Turner is an international star. If you know anything about R&B and blues and rhythm, you know about Ike and Tina Turner. But her oldest son, he killed himself yesterday.
Oh,
so we do want to just send out, we do want to send out prayers to Tina Turner, because it's just, you know, after one suicide, after another suicide, mental illness and things are, I mean, they're just taking over the world. He was 59 years old, and he committed suicide. So it's just, it's so much going on in the world, and you have to ask yourself, you know, am I loving God? Am I loving myself enough? You know, what are you missing out of life that you need to get? Whatever it is that you're missing, people, go and find it. Seek it. Seek it within God. Seek it within yourself. You know, find something, because he couldn't have been, you know, too hard up. His mom's Tina Turner. You know, so we're thinking on the outside, but we don't know what was going on inside that guy's home. So we definitely want to send love and prayers to him. We lost Joe Jackson earlier this week, which is Michael Jackson's father. Everybody knows Joe Jackson and how he got them kids to sing and dance.
Mm-hmm.
How he got them kids to sing and dance and be the Jackson 5. But it was a great memorial service. Janet Jackson, she was able to express, you know, her love for her dad. It's always been a bad rap about how he used to whoop the children and you know, not let them go outside and be performers. So it was really nice for them to touch on the positive parts about him, because without him beating them now, I'm just saying, it wouldn't be no Michael Jackson and it wouldn't be no Janet Jackson. So beat on.
That's with
it.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes. Kids in order.
Yes, they so live in, you know.
A little bit of the trending topics with what she say. So I just want everybody to enjoy today. We woke, but we ain't got to be too woke, people. Just be woke enough to start your barbecue up today, because it's a beautiful day.
Trust and believe, they still cooking and they still drinking. They still eating and having a good time. Believe that. No.
Yeah, I know that's right.
That's
trying
going
to post
down.
It.
That's been probably going down since this weekend. So I'm
right.
Sure. I'm sure that's not part of none of the conversation over the over
right.
The
they going to barbecue on the third, so we ain't got to be on the fourth.
Who making the punch?
Right. Pass the potato salad. It's going down today. People, just love one another. Love on somebody today. I could have lost my sister, my friend, over this week in her car accident. And I know Gina talked about it. And I could have lost my friend. But I'm so thankful today, being at 11:55, that my friend is here and that we're able to come and do this radio show with you guys. It's just a wonderful thing. I'm blessed today. And I know my sister, Dr. Gina, is blessed as well. So we just going to have a good day, near apart, near or far apart. We going to have a good day.
Yes, we are. It's just been a blessing already. I'm so thankful, you know, Gina, really, because honestly, I had other plans. I was going to go to Detroit, but, you know, God, you know, it's something else. You know, I'm here. And so I'm just thankful.
Right.
I don't really know, you know, what me and Emmanuel are going to do. I'm just going to probably rest, and we're going to do some fun things, you know, around in the city or whatever, get something to eat. But for the most part, none of that even matters. I mean, you know, just when you're coming at a place like that, it is just, girl, it's just such an awakening. I mean, it's just such an awakening. Yeah. So just to be able to do the show and, you know, be here with you and Doug and Gina, you know, and you and Doug and Gina, you and Doug, it's a blessing. And it was a great time with Mia and Elizabeth, you're always with her. And so, yeah, it's just a blessing. It's a blessing to be a part of something that God is doing. And it's just inspiring. I'm really, really want to touch on the suicide thing, though, because I know that this has been really a topic people are really going through, you guys. And it's, I don't want to label it. I know this is what, you know, society is saying. It's a mental thing. And it's a mental illness. It's a soul issue, and whatever is in your soul, brokenness, fragmented areas, people are still not dealing with disappointment, maybe from their childhood or traumatic issues. You may feel like you're isolated, not alone. It might be rejection. You might feel abandoned. But what I can tell you spiritually, it is a lie. These are all lies. God is able. Let me tell you, God is the name above every one of those things I just named. And even though they feel real, they are lies. And God is able. And I just want to pray that over you right now. If you are contemplating suicide, or if you are someone that is a survivor, you're overcoming someone in your family, a child or a parent or whatever that has committed suicide, I want to plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, body, and your soul. I bind every lie from the pit of hell. I bind every lie of the adversary, every one of his minions that he sent on assignment to confirm a lie. I break up the cycle of lies, the spinning wheel of lies. I command them to go from you now in the name of Jesus. I pull them out of your soul in Jesus' mighty name. I decree right now that you are healed and you are made whole, and no weapon, no plot, no plan from the enemy that is coming up against you shall prosper in Jesus' name. There is more for you than there is against you. And every person that has been sent to magnify the lie that you are alone, and nobody likes you, that nobody cares, and that you're misunderstood, I disperse them now with the fire of God in the name of Jesus, that they will not circulate you, and that they will not whisper these lies to you anymore. The voices that you are hearing from the enemy, I silence them now in the name of Jesus. I decree that you are free. The blood of Jesus frees you, and I decree that you are born again in the name of Jesus, and that you are embracing the love of God, and that love is casting out all fears. I break up the torment that the enemy has released upon you in the name of Jesus. And I pull you out that spiral in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that there is nothing that is too hard for God. I thank God that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. And I thank him for loving you. God loves you. God loves you. We love you. We love you enough right now to take this time to talk to you, to talk to you, to save your life, to be an anchor, to pull you, to draw you closer to God, that he will get the increase. We are watering or planting, and we're doing it all for the glory of God, because we love you. And you know what? He's allowing us to do it because he loves you. He loves you. His love is greater than any love that we know. We can't even love you like God can love you. God loves you so much. And so we just thank you, Father, for your angels being encamped around them in Jesus' mighty name. Today is a new day, of celebrating your life. We celebrate your life today in the name of Jesus.
Yes, honey. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and of love and of sound mind.
That's right.
On time word. That's 2 Timothy. I'm excited. I'm just excited.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, read 1 John chapter 4 about God's love. Let him love on you today, because we love you, and I'll be thinking of you. But I surrender you to God, because I know that he's got you. I already know. Me and Gina know that God has got you. That prayer has already been answered. That prayer has already been answered. And we just thank God for it. We give you all the glory, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. What you got going on this weekend, Gina?
I mean, you know what? Absolutely nothing. My husband will be here for being on the road for the past 3.5 weeks, so he'll be in town for a couple of days. And I plan on just doing just that, loving on family and just trying to make sure that my mind and my body of my family and friends are intact, checking on everybody and sending out texts and sending and, you know, and making phone calls. So no comedy for me. Professionally this weekend, but I plan on keeping laughter going on for the all week.
Oh, I wish I was there with you. I know you are. So tell everybody how they can follow you.
You guys can follow me on Instagram at GinaG2Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2. You can follow me on Facebook at GinaGTOOFunny, and Snapchat is the same, Gina G, the number 2 funny. Just follow me, y'all. Make sure you follow my sister. Tell them where they can follow you, Dr. Gina.
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at Gina R. Prince. Gina R. Prince on Twitter, Gina R. Prince. And you can go on Dr. Gina's radio chat on Facebook. Get down with it. Please go ahead and get your digital copy of Health and Soul at myhealthandsoul.com. And you can follow Health and Soul on Facebook as well. And you got the Born in the Sin, Transforming the Destiny. And you got the Keys Against the Enemy. You got the Keys Against the Enemy podcast. Go ahead and download. A new podcast was uploaded yesterday, so go check that out. And just stay with us on Dr. Gina's radio chat, because you never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. So listen, I want you guys to listen up. Listen, come closer to your phone or your internet computer, whatever. I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. And guess what? Me and Gina love you so much.
Yes. Yes,
we loving do. You. Until next time, you guys, next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.